This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger, that's all.
Nun hey, Amid Aleph, we'll begin again with the second Mishnah, Amir Eina. Amir Eina, kol melocha shehis filbo, kedim le'arboso, gemro be'arboso. If he began it before Arba Asar, he can finish it on Arba Asar. Avolo yaschil bo b'tchila b'Arba Asar, afo b'shiyochol gemro. But he shouldn't begin on Arba Asar itself, even though he can finish it the same day before Chatzos. Now there are two pirushim of this Mishnah. We're following one pair. In a place where there's no agu shalolasus malacha. Where is a minig to do malacha? You can do any malacha up to Chatzos. But a place where there's a minig not to do malacha, so Amir says, if you began a malacha before Arbos, you can finish it on Arbos. You can do three malachas everywhere, even though he didn't begin. I mean, all places, even a place you know, go shalom la'asis malach. Up to Chatzos. Gimel umis, three kinds of craftsmen can do malach. Be'alvei psochem, at Chatzos, elohim. Achayotim, tailors. Asaporim, and barbers. Akevesmen, laundry men. And Rabbi Yisrael, about Yudayim, afarat sonim, also shoe men who make shoes. Except here. Boy, you're losing, he asked a question. The man's permission to finish by Al-Bosa, what you completed, what you started before Al-Bosa, is only the Tzedach HaMeyah tonight, which you needed for Yom Tov. Al-Bashlo, the Tzedach HaMeyah. I feel a Migmanami, although you can't finish, even though you started before Yom Tov, before Al-Bosa. If you don't need it for Yom Tov, you cannot finish it on Arba Asar, even though you started before. Or you know, perhaps, the mayor is saying, Shalom Lezach HaMed. When do you need a condition that it should have been begun before Arba Asar, if it's not for Yom Tov? Still, you can finish it on Arba Asar, because you started before. Arba Lezach, but you need it for Yom Tov. Aschuli Maschel, you can even begin on the Arba Asar. Or perhaps, Ben Letzerach Meyed, Ben Shalom Letzerach, in both cases, in all cases, Mig Me'ein you can finish, Aschula you can end. So it means, it could be, can even not Letzerach Meyed, you can finish. So we have three alternatives here. One question is, does Rameyah say this heta of finishing on the 14th, which began before the 14th, if it's a Hamayah. It's Shalom, it's a Hamayah. You don't need it. But if you need it, you can even no, I'm saying. First question is, does Hamayah say this heta that you can finish on the 14th, which began before the 14th, is because you need it for Yom Tov? But you don't need it, you cannot even finish what you started before. Or maybe a mayor is talking what you don't need for Yom Tov. That's when he requires a condition. You have to begin before the 14th. But if you need it for Yom Tov, maybe you can begin on the 14th itself. That's the second possibility. And the third possibility is maybe whether you need it or don't need it. In both cases, if you began before, you can finish on the 14th. Didn't begin before, you cannot do another 14th. Say that. We learn about Avalo Yaschil, you shouldn't begin. Bitchilo be'albosa. I feel a silsel cut, even a little belt. I feel a svoha cut, even a little hairnet. Now, these things seem to be things that you need for Yom Tov. My love doesn't mean that my I feel. Why does it say afilu? That doesn't mean Maya feel. Why I say I feel? Love doesn't mean I feel hard. Even those things. The Lesser Harmaya, Migmer Ain, Askula Light. So you see, even things that you need for Yanta, you can only finish. You can't begin. Miklal, so will infer from that that other things, Shalom Lesser, Migmer Nabilagami, you can't even finish. Since he says, you cannot make on the 14th the Chatchila, even the things you need for Yanta. So we see two things. First of all, you cannot make them, but you can finish them. Because you need it for Yanta. But to start it, you can't. You know, you need it for Yanta, only you can finish. And the things that you don't need for Yanta, you can't even finish. So that will answer a question about our bias, say that. And I can say the reason that he quoted the examples of a tzilzul or a svocha, not because they're things that you need for a nyanta, but because they're things that you can easily finish. That's what I say. Look, in reality, if it's something you started before the 14th, you can finish on the 14th, even not the tzilzul nyanta. Or my afil, why this afil of these things? Means afil of han, even these things nami. They're small things. This all could not come in. It would enter the mind to say, as soon as you finish it, as soon as you start it, it's like finished already. So I might think you can begin them on the 14th, even though you don't need it for yonti. Naschil nami, so we do lahat chilet. No, you can't begin anything, even small things on the 14th. But I can say, if you started on the 13th, you can finish on the 14th, even things you don't need for Yanta. Koshmais, they're still on the same question. Rabbi Meir Eimer, Komo Locho Shehile, Tzerech HaMoye. Here he mentions that word, Tzerech HaMoye. Goyim Lo can finish the Abos. Amosak, when is that? This man shehiskel bo kedem abosa. Aba lo hiskel bo kedem abosa. Lo yaskel bo abosa. Ba'afilu tzilzul kotan. Ba'afilu tzvohek tam. So we see here that Meir requires two things. It has to be letzerech ha-meir. It has to be something he began before Yonatan. Said openly. So we see letzerech ha-meir ain. Yes. Shalatzer Hamed Loi. It doesn't have the two conditions, it seems it would be awesome. Again, Hamed, if it's Lasser Hamed, and again before Yomtiv, you can finish, again before that 14th, you can finish on the 14th. So you see, you need two conditions, Lasser Hamed, and again before the 14th. But without Lasser Hamed, he wasn't permitted. And Firmano. Who are they now? Feel the Shalatzer Nami Gamed. I can say he doesn't require this condition of Tzedek. Why do you mention the Tzedek? To tell him, okay, mash belong. So even though the Tzedek, I feel the Tzedek, I'm married. Migmer, and you can finish at school early, you can't begin. That's why he mentioned the Tzedek, I'm married. Not because it's a condition. No, you don't need the Tzedek, I'm married. I mean, even if it's the Tzedek, I'm married, you cannot finish it unless you begin before the 14th. But the same maybe could apply to not the Tzedek, I'm married too, say that. I can say the same applies to Lotzer HaMeir. Why does he mention the word Lotzer HaMeir? To say even Lotzer HaMeir, all you can do is finish, you can't begin. But I can say the same applies to Lotzer HaMeir. So Shema. HaMeir HaMeir Kol Melocha Shehi Lotzer HaMeir Gimbo, you can finish it, the Alboz. So here it says clearly, not the Tzedek HaMeir, you cannot even finish. So he requires two conditions, must be the Tzedek HaMeir, and must be something you began before the 14th. But if not the Tzedek HaMeir, you can't do it. And even the Tzedek HaMeir, all you can do is finish what you began before. The place where there's a minhag to do work. You can work. Where there's not a minhag to do work, you cannot do the shalei l'tzarech hameyach. There's another pshat here. We're following this pshat. Again. He said, in a place where there's a hameyach, and in a place where there's a minhag to do work, atchatzayis, you can do any work. Even shalei l'tzarech hameyach. But suppose a place with a meaning not to do work, you cannot do work, shalei l'tzarech hameyach. And even l'tzarech hameyach, it has to be something you began before. Shema mino l'tzarech hameyach ain, then it's mutter to finish up on the 14th. Shalei l'tzarech hameyach like said. In a place where it's the meaning not to do work, it's also to do anything. Even to finish. The Chachamim Emorim Sholosh Umnis, three kinds of work and mutter down to Chatzayis. Tanu learned the Baraisa. Achayotim, why do they permit tailors to do work at Chatzayis, even in a place where it's a meaning not to do work? Shekein hedye tefer gedage b'chol shomer. Cholameyet, there's a heta for an amateur, not a professional, to sew. He has to make some emergency repair. So since, in a certain sense, there's a heta for sewing on cholameyet, although not for anybody's professional, therefore, at chatzayis erev Pesach, we permit even a professional to do. Because we want to show the chumrah of this malacha. So therefore, if something has permissibility on Chol HaMoed, even in some form, even if I had it, so Erev Pesach, which is more lenient than Chol HaMoed, would permit even a professional. Asaporim v'akevsim, why barbers and laundrymen can work Pesach, even a place where they're meaning not to do work. Shekein habomim dinasayon. The man came from a voyage. So, during Chol HaMoed, he came home. So he has the right to take a haircut and to also to have his clothing washed. But he came from a voyage. By Yeser and Besah Asurik. He comes out of prison, Chol HaMoed. So therefore, since Chol HaMoed, for emergency case, we permit Sapor and Kevzim, so Erev Pesach, Imimokim Shenoga Shalom Lazis, we allow everybody to be Mesapor and Kevzim, to take haircuts by barbers and to wash by laundrymen. Even those who make shoes, not merely men's shoes, those who make shoes can continue making shoes at Pesach at Chatzayis. Why? Shekein oile regolim misakin ma'anele v'chol shemet. Those who are regal have a right to repair their shoes Chol HaMoed. So since they can repair their shoes Chol HaMoed, it's already some kind of a heter. So on Erev Pesach is more lenient at Chatzayis than Chol HaMoed. So therefore you can even make shoes. But the Chachamim don't say it, make shoes. They just say the first three things. They're not making shoes. But my comment was a machlekes. Mar sova. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, L'meidin t'chilas malacha v'seif malacha. Just like sof malacha means repairing shoes. Is muta chol HaMoed. So t'chilas malacha, making shoes, new shoes, is muta erev Pesach. Repairing shoes is a much smaller kind of work. And the fact that Shemutah to repair shoes Chol HaMoed doesn't give us a precedent and a model to make new shoes, even our Pesach before Chatzayis. The Mishnah, five lines after it spreads. Moshibin Shevchim Etam Egelim B'Yudalev. we can seat a chicken to hatch eggs, chicken means on a nest, on Erev Pesach. The Talmud gave a shir boko, and if a chicken, a hen, flared, went on strike against hatching, marzirin oisol, because you can bring it back. If it ran after it, and put it back again on the eggs, you can do that. But what about asking kasha on that? The imeisa, suppose the hen died, moshiva nacheres takter, we can seat a new hen on it to hatch the eggs. Another thing you can do in your dalet, the girth, and we can sweep out the manure, mitachas ragel beime, from under the feet of the beime, in the stall on your dalet. But the man, chol ha-med, is a little more strict, you can't sweep it out. The soul can listen, just push it aside, you can't sweep it out. Molichin, kelin, or mevin, besom, you can take kelin to the working man to repair, and you can bring them from the working man to repair. Even though you don't need it for yontif, on the 14th you can take it to the woman and bring back from the woman. Now the woman not out to do the work, but you can bring it to him on the 14th. He can't do it, but you can bring it to him, and you can take from him in case he finished it. Previously, you can take it back. What's the admission? Now, if you can seat a chicken to start hatching the eggs, so to bring it back, you have to tell me? Certainly, a chicken ran away, you can bring it back? Because to start a malacha is more homework than to continue it. So if the mutter to start the hatching on the 14th, certainly his mutter was interrupted to bring the chicken back to continue it. Omar Abaye, Seifei Ason, the Chodesh Shel Moed, it means this. On the 14th, you can set the chicken to hatch. Sure, you can bring it back, that doesn't have to be set. Chol Moed, you cannot set a chicken to hatch. If the chicken ran away, you can bring it back full of mail. That's one child, say that. When did we learn that you can bring a chicken back? It went on strike within 3 days of its rebellion. It wasn't away 3 days from the eggs. Because still, the heat didn't depart from the eggs. That means, when a chicken has been away 3 days, it doesn't pay to bring it back. The eggs are already beyond hatching. Similarly, the heat, the warmth departed out of those eggs. But if they're within 3 days, then you can bring it back, because there's still hope of hatching the eggs. And another condition, it's only if the chicken had already sat 3 days on the eggs, then it rebelled, you bring it back. Because if you don't bring it back, those eggs are worthless. Eggs that were being hatched 3 days, you can't use at all. So you might as well bring the chicken back to rescue the eggs and hatch them out. The apostle of Bayele got, but the eggs are ruined entirely. Bay means eggs. They're ruined entirely. But suppose it's after 3 days that the chicken had been away from the eggs, the porach latsim romino, that the warmth had departed from the eggs, then no, he's bringing back that chicken. Or, if the chicken went on strike after it had been less than 3 days on the eggs, eggs are not ruined entirely. People can still eat those eggs if they're not fastidious. So therefore, if a chicken went on a strike, even for a little while, but it hadn't sat on the eggs for 3 days, it was less than 3 days, we don't bother bringing the chicken back on Cholamea, and we try to use the eggs for human beings. The Kate will post the Bale Gauntlet, But the eggs are not ruined entirely. I mean, don't dig the chicken back or follow me to them. The chicken has been away on strike for 3 days. There's no use bringing it back. But in 3 days, the eggs cooled off and they're lost. They won't hatch. Also, even the chicken was only on strike for a little while, even for an hour. So you can't bring it back if the chicken had sat on the eggs less than 3 days. But eggs on which the chicken had been hatching in less than 3 days are still usable for humans. So forget about hatching them. The chicken ran away, we don't bother Cholomed bringing her back, and we can use those eggs for people to eat as long as the chicken hasn't sat 3 days on the egg, because they're not ruined entirely for people to eat. But Rabbi Yoma, Afila Toshle Shivosimadri, even though the chicken didn't sit 3 days on the eggs, and when I strike for a little while, we bring the chicken back. Why? Because he holds that the eggs don't taste good anymore, and the chicken sat on it for a little while. What's the machlekes? But my kamiblike, ma'al sov ala hefsid meru bechoshishu. Tanakama holds, the first of all, holds for a big loss, they worried. But hefsid meru bechoshishu. So although you won't find many customers for eggs that are partially hatched, still, people will eat it if they're not too fastidious. And therefore, if the chicken didn't sit on the eggs 3 days, when on strike for a couple of hours, for instance, don't bother bringing it back. Because you can still sell those eggs, and you can still eat those eggs. For Mao Soba, and Abnoi holds no. Abami holds no. They have said, people won't eat such eggs willingly. They don't have a good taste anymore once they started being hatched by the chicken. So even though the chicken didn't sit 3 days, they're not entirely ruined yet, still, they're not entirely ruined for humans. Still, the chicken ran away. We don't bother bringing her back. We have to bring her back. We have to bring her back. But it's not good to eat anymore. So you might as well have the chicken hatch it out, say that. Tone Rabbonon HaZevel Shebechotzer. The manure that's in your yard, Me'esalken Eisel Lizdavim. You push it aside. You don't bother to carry it out of the yard, you just push it aside so it should not clutter up the middle of the yard. Sheberefes Shebechotzer. If it's in the stall or in the yard, you can carry it out from the yard to the garbage heap. The city had a garbage heap. So here's a contradiction. This by itself is a contradiction. He started saying, if you have manure, animal manure in the yard, you push it aside, you can't carry it out of the yard you can't carry it out of the yard. The whole doctrine that we learn, Sheberefes, Shebechotza, in the yard, Motsiyemes Rosh, we can carry out to the garbage heap somewhere in the town. So you see on Cholomed, whatever it is, you can carry the manure out of the yard. You just started saying you can't. You push it aside. Now they say you could. Omar Rabbah Yevul Kash, Khan be Yudalit. On Yudalit, that's Erev Pesach. They permit you to carry it out from the yard into the ashpe of the town. Come, the chayla shomer, cholamayet, all you can do is push it aside. That's what he said. So the reisha says, you push it aside, it's talking about cholamayet. The sefer that says you can carry it out to the ashpe, it's talking about yudal, the erapes, which is more lenient than cholamayet. Ovi omar, hova hova chayla shomer, both are cholamayet. But Ochikam, that the zevel on Cholomayet, you don't carry out to the garbage heap of the town. You try to push it aside, to the sides of the yard. That's why the Savior mentions refes. For the chotzer is so full of manure that it's like a stable. There's no place to push it aside anymore. You can carry it out even Cholomayet to the ashram. We're on Nun Hei Omed Beis, 13 shuras up from the bottom. Molichim, Kailim, or Mevir Besum. It says in the Mishnah, you can carry Kailim to the working man, to the artisan, and you can take it back. You can do this and you can do that. You can bring Kailim to him for him to repair. It doesn't mean he repairs it now. You can bring it to him to the repair shop. Let's say Holomayed. We'll soon see what he's talking about. And you can take it back from the repair shop on Holomayed. Let's say he had worked on it before and is lying there waiting for you to take it. Doesn't say you can work on it. Holomayed doesn't say that. You can bring it to him and leave it with him. Or you can come and take it from him, pay him money, take it from him. Omer HaPope, Bodik Lon Rove. Rove examined us. Our Papa was a Talmid in Rove's yeshiva. So once Rove examined us with the following kashya. Now we learned in this Mishnah, Berlich Omevian, Kalim Besaroman, Afal Pi, Shein on the Tzor HaMeh. That's what our Mishnah says. Even though you don't need it for Chol HaMeh, you can bring it to him. So after Yonti, he'll fix it. Or you can take it from him. If you repaired it before, you can take it from him and pay it. Or I mean, so even though you don't need the Chol HaMeh, or I mean, that's the kasha. Ein Mevi'en to Baisa. Ein Mevi'en Kelim to Baisa. You can't bring Kelim back from the working man. You can't go, let's say, to the shoemaker and pay him and take back your shoes that he had repaired yesterday. Can't do that, Chol HaMeh. If you're afraid it might be stolen, let's say the shoemaker never locks up his place, in the good old days, you're afraid somebody might steal your shoes. You can take them away and put them in some chotzer nearby, but don't bring them home. People see you bringing shoes home, it doesn't look good. It looks like they were fixed today. So, if you're afraid to leave them in the unguarded shop of the woman, then take it from him and put it in a nearby chutzah, but don't carry it home. So we see, you cannot bring kelim in a base woman, or Chol HaMeh, and the Mishnah says you can. Let's say the kasha inside. So once more, the kasha is in the Mishnah we learn, you can take kelim from the woman, even though you don't need it for Yontif, and the Baraisa will learn you cannot. We answered. Our Papa said, we answered. Lokash, come the Abbas, or come the Philosomer. Abbas, Erev Pesa, which is more lenient, you can take Kalim back from the woman, even though you don't need it for Yontif. For the maid, you can't. And therefore it says, only if you're afraid they'll be stolen, then you can take them out from the basement. Otherwise, don't take it. That's one teretz. Later we'll see this teretz remains. So the Abbas, you can take Kalim back and base on him, and on Chol HaMeh not. If you wish to say another teretz, both are talking Chol HaShomer. Look, Kasha. Kan the Imamina. Here, in the second case, the Barais would say you shouldn't take it from him if you trust him. Let's say you're paying him, and you trust him. The fact that he's holding your shoes, he won't ask you to pay him again. Our Mishnah says you can take them home, you don't trust him. You're paying him. If you leave your shoes with him, next time he'll come, he'll say you didn't pay me. So you want to take your shoes with you. That's what Taras is saying right now. Both are Chol HaMeh. So you don't trust the man, so you have a right to take him with even a Chol HaMeh seder. So once more, the second Baraisa which says you cannot is a case where you trust him, only you're afraid it might be stolen from him. You trust him. So you don't take your shoes away from him. Let it remain there. Only if you're afraid it might be stolen from him, let's say his shop is not well guarded, then you can take it, but don't take it all the way home. Again, the Baraisa, it says, Ein Avilin Kelim Beisa, he can't. So he explained why not? Because you trust him. You can live it with it. You pay him money. He won't ask you to pay him again. But if you're afraid it might be stolen from his shop, but the shop is not well guarded, so take it and put it down nearby chasa, in a place where it's safe. Don't take it home. It doesn't look good to carry things home from Beis Uman and Cholome. But Tanya, it's not a cash. You're bringing a proof. But Tanya, Mevi and Kevin Beis Uman, you go on Hakar, the pitcher, and Beis Hakar, the pitcher maker. But Hakos, a glass cup, Beis Hazaka, from the glass worker. Well, look, because these are things that you can use, Cholome. You don't bring home wool, raw wool, but a man who dyes wool. Well, carry other things, a base human, the craftsman that you don't need. So let it stay there. You don't need it, let it stay there. The Elo Mayel, as opposed to the craftsman has nothing to eat, he needs the money, so you pay him. You pay him. But leave the stuff with him. You can pay him, call him mayor, but don't take this stuff home. Because you don't need it. If Ava Mami, you don't trust him. You're afraid he'll ask you for the money again next time. Then you take it from him, you leave it by yourself, leave it in the house next to him. And the house of a person you know next to him. Don't carry it all the way home. Just take it away from the worker, so he shouldn't bother you next time to pay him again. And leave it in the house next to him. You're afraid. You don't have a place where it's safe. It might be stolen. You can bring them secretly in your house. Put it underneath their coat and carry them home. So we see that in a case where you don't trust a worker, you have a right to take it from him and call him in. So the second terrace is somewhat justified up till now. What do we see? That the second terrace says that when you're not afraid he'll ask you for the money again, you shouldn't take it from him. That's our Mishnah. That's the Baraisa. And the Mishnah said you could take it from him. The Mishnah is talking where you don't trust him. You're afraid he'll ask you again, so you can take it from him. So now we have two terrors. Let's review. First terrors was the Arbo, so that's our Mishnah. That's why it's mutter to bring it home. The Baraisa says that's also is talking about Cholomei. The second teretz, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you're afraid they'll ask you for the money again. That's why it's mutter to take it away from him. The Baraisa is talking where you're not afraid they'll ask you for the money again. That's why you should leave it with him. Now, so Gemara says, teretz, the answer, mevia. The cash here, it says, the Mishnah you can bring from the Uman. And the Baraisa said, you cannot bring from the Uman. So he answered it in two different ways. Both Melichah and Kasha, but the Mishnah also says you can carry it from your house to the Uman. The Melichah, Kele, Umevian. You can do both things. And the Bible says, hey, maybe you can't bring him home. The Kol Shkei the Melichah, surely can't bring it to him. So the Bible says, which says, it's also to take it from the Uman, surely means also to bring it to the woman. So what answer can you say there? Bringing it. Why should there be indifference if you trust him or not? Taking it from him, take it home from him. I can say, if you don't trust him, but you're giving him the money, and your faith will ask you again, you can take it from him to take it home. That's a pshat. So the Mishnah is a case where you don't trust him, so you can take it from him. But that's a case where you do trust him, so you don't take it home. But bring it in. What answer is there? Why, here you can bring it to Cholomei, here you can't bring it to Cholomei. Mishnah said you can bring it to Cholomei. The Baraisa said you can't bring it home. If you can't bring it home, you surely can't bring it to him. So why is it the Baraisa said you cannot bring it to Cholomei? The Mishnah said you could bring it to Cholomei. Eliyahu Machvati, the clearest tenets is, Kiddushanin, and he called like the answer above. The Mishnah is talking, but you've done it. Erev Pesach, you can bring it to the woman and you can bring it from the woman. The Baraisa which says you cannot bring it even home from the woman is talking to Cholomei. I'll talk about it once more, shouldn't be confused. The Mishnah states You can take kaolin from your home and bring it to the working man. And you can bring it home also from the working man. And the Baha'i says that you cannot bring it home from the working man. So I answer the first talents. Mishnah is talking about your dalit, everything is mutza, bringing and taking it home. And the Baha'i is talking on cholameil. Cholameil, you can't do either. Unless you're afraid it'll be stolen and so on. Now, that's one talent. Another talent they wanted to answer, the Mishnah is talking where you don't trust him. You're afraid he'll ask you for the money again. That's why you can take it away from him and bring it home. The Baha'i is talking about a case where you do trust him, he won't ask you the money again, that's why you shouldn't bother taking it away, you should leave it with him. So the Baha'i says, this teretz is good for taking from him without bringing it to him. He also has a contradiction. The Mishnah says you could bring it to him. And the Baha'i says you cannot take it from him, which means surely you can't bring it to him. So what's the difference? Why here you can bring it here, why you can't bring it to him? Yeah, you can't say a teretz of trusting him. You're bringing it to him. So you must say, you fall back on the first teretz. The Abba, so you can do everything. And follow me, you can't do anything. Say that in a second. Mishnah says, Molichet, you can carry away Kalin to the woman. Molichet, carry it to him. And the Baha'i says you cannot even take it home from him, so surely you cannot carry it to him. So it's a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Baha'i. The Mishnah permits you to take kalim from your house to bring it to the Umman, and the Baha'i doesn't. And what teretz can you say here? The teretz ma'amina doesn't apply. So therefore you have to say, ki nishanim mi'ikore, that the Mishnah is talking b'yudalet. Erev Pesach is more lenient. You can be Melichan and the Ma'amidim. And the Baraisa is talking about Cholameir. Cholameir is not Mutar. Next Mishnah. Shisha Dvorim Osu Anshe Yerichai. Six things the people of Yerichai made their own psak. And they were neig certain minhagim. Al Shlesha Michu Bayot, or three things that Chachamim prevented them later. They say you have to stop. But Al Shlesha Lo Michu Bayot, three things they didn't prevent. Elohim Shalom Michu Bayot, Ma'akibin de Kolim Kolaye. Now, Ma'akibin sounds like grafting. Now, grafting is not Mutar. Erev Pesach to graft them. But later we'll see, it's a thing that is necessary to heal the trees. Put medicine into the trees. So that they allow them to do Erev Pesach. Hold that. We'll soon see more about that. They used to say Kishma together in such a way, what it means, the Rashi takes a different Pehushim. And the Chachamim, although they weren't completely satisfied, but they kept quiet. And before the Omer that we bring on the second day of Pesach, that's Matya to use Chodosh, they already had reaped and made piles of grain. Also, it wasn't the best thing to do because there's a shash. If you're Asik in the new grain, you might eat some of it before the Omer. But still, the Chachamim didn't protest. So they allowed them to be Kotzer and Goydish, the new grain before the Omer. These are the three things he didn't protest. First, say that. Now, the second part of the mission we have to leave for some other time. Hananya ben Akasha Oime. Roche Akadish Bore, who is Akadish Yisrohe. Think of here about the head.